Well, unfortunately, you and I have just recently moved, but if you're looking to move, then our next guest is a guy that you should get in touch with, Brian Yarum from iRing Movers. Brian, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Happy to be here today.
Well, we're glad that you've joined us here as things are kind of coming to a close here. But for those who haven't really had the chance to see what you guys do, what's iRing Movers all about?
We are residential moving and storage experts. So we've been in business since 1897. I'm the fifth generation to come into the business here. And so anybody who's moving, whether it's across town or across the country, that's our thing. We're a full-service mover. So packing up everything you've got, getting it ready to move and get on the truck, and then get you all settled in and unpacked as well. That's what we do every day.
When you say storage, what do you do from that aspect of things?
A lot of times you'll come in a situation where you have to be out of your house before you can get into your new house. So whether that's a week, a month, a year, we've had some clients with stuff in storage for long term, 10 wow. years, 15 years. So a variety of circumstances comes into our full climate controlled secure warehouse. We bring it in, everything's padded, inventoried, protected, and put into big wooden storage vaults that get kind of shifted back in the warehouse. And then at the time, scheduled delivery date, we pull it out and deliver everything just as good as it went in, and everybody's happy.
Well, that's impressive. So not only they don't have to take it themselves, you guys pick it up and take it straight to the storage place.
Yep.
That's great.
Well,
yep.
What I'm amazed, too, by the whole moving process is it's not just you get three or four guys to pick things up, put them on a truck, and then when you get to the destination, get them off the truck and then move them inside. You guys actually have guys who are a little more tactical. Like, you've got a guy with a toolbox ready to unscrew things, then screw them back together and put them back in place fully assembled. It's crazy how that's worked over the years, because I can remember 20 years ago, that certainly wasn't the case.
Yeah, we use modern technology. We use modern trucks, full semis, as well as straight trucks. And we have all the tools. We're doing this every day. So a lot of people, we're catching them in a stressful situation, right? Moving is tough. You're tired. You've been up late. You've been doing all that. And we make that easier. We have a suite of services to help do all the packing for you and to take some of that out. Everything from taking your bed apart and putting it back together, putting the mirrors on the dress, taking them off, putting them on. We're ready to do all that. And there is a real skill to it. If you've moved yourself.
Yeah. The question I want to throw your way is, how do you guys keep from jumping off of buildings? Because anytime I move, Brian, I'm ready to just go. That's the way I feel when I move.
Yeah. I mean, that's all of our guys we talk about. You know, you're meeting somebody when they're,
sure,
they're
yeah.
vulnerable, right? Yeah. They're stressed out. They're pulling their hair out. This is, you know, they're worried about things like, you know, closing dates on houses and all this stuff. And we're coming in. And we're trying to make things yep. easier. So we do the heavy lifting, but we also do the right techniques to make sure that grandma's antique dresser and your stuff is well handled and well taken care of, because we're pros. So we know how to do it.
Brian Yarum from iRing Movers, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, I want to touch on a couple things you just mentioned, too. I mean, not only are you guys going into a situation where a lot of times things are really difficult, you mentioned you guys are moving delicate items. You know, when you see them, not only are they fragile, but they're also very important to these people mm-hmm. as well. It's also one of those deals where you walk into a situation where you know people are going to be a little bit volatile. They want to get out of one place. They want to get into the next place. Boy, when you get there, it's got to be very, very rewarding, too, especially you mentioned fifth generation you are, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's got to be rewarding at the very end of the day when you get everything moved in there. Because, look, you mentioned, Matt, you and I have been there before. You just start thinking in the back of your mind, how in the world is this bed going to fit through that doorway? How in the world is this dresser going to get up those stairs? It's got to be pretty rewarding at the very end of the day when you're able to get a successful move in there.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's real rewarding, because it's, you know, a family starting over. It's a new start. It's a new place. It's a, you know, it's a new chapter. And so we get to be a part of that. And so it's important that day one in your new place is a good experience. It's positive. And so our whole team, we have an awesome team, from our office staff to our crews on the trucks. It's awesome to really take pride in, you know, our name, my family's name is on every job. So we take a lot of pride in just making sure that we get you in, get you settled, and make sure that everything goes well with your move, so that everything's off to a good, positive start in your new home.
You remember your first moving experience?
Well, when I was in college and I was a mover on the trucks every day, you know, it's a great way to get in shape. Best shape of my life is when I was doing it every day. And then So I don't vividly remember the first one. When you do even just one whole summer of moves, they all start to blend together. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting now to come back in and look at it from a management side of things to really want to make sure that everyone is treated with their unique needs and their unique move. But we do it every day, and other people, it's their first in years. In some cases, we happened just the other day. They've been there 42 years in their house, sure. And we're downsizing and moving out, and of course, all of the anxiety that goes along with it, and we just tried to help make it as smooth and easy as possible, and they were happy as clams when we were all done, so it was good.
Brian, you guys are located in Avon Lake. It seems this side of Cleveland, we were talking about it earlier, the west side of Cleveland has seen a bit of a boom here, and people moving into the Avon communities. North Ridgeville, all of a sudden, is the fastest-growing community in Lorain County. How does that affect you guys? I'd imagine that keeps you a lot busier, and how's that helped the company kind of evolve, or has it?
Well, 116 years we're located on the west side of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You'll see if you go on our website, we got a horse and wagon with my great-great-grandfather when he started the business. And, of course, moving's changed a lot since then.
A little bit, yeah.
number of years ago, we moved out to Avon Lake, partly because of just what you mentioned. With the boom that's been out there, of course, it happens to be my hometown where I grew up, and now I'm raising my kids there. But Avon Lake, we're strategically located to kind of go after that target demographic and that target group that is transient as well and booming. So yeah, we want to be as close to that as possible so we can help as many people and really grow our business. So
you have one move that perhaps is your most memorable of all the moves that you've done. I mean, you mentioned you're fifth generation, but I know you've been a part of this for a very long time. You have one move that you were a part of that you can remember above all the others, whether it was because you were moving into a gigantic house or you were moving one particular item that was just a monster in itself?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few that stand out. Sometimes it's not even the whole move. It's specific pieces.
Okay.
Right? Sometimes it's that big, beautiful, antique, baby grand piano that they want upstairs at their new house, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're looking at this big beautiful thing and they're looking at you going, nothing can happen to this, right?
Uh-huh.
So you remember those because it's all hands on deck, you get it done. It's the, you know, the 900 pound safe that has to come out of the basement,
sure.
Get up and out of the truck, and then guess where it's going on the other end? It's going down to the basement, right? So when you have the equipment and you have the guys and you have the willpower and the technique of doing things, you take these unique items, these sort of extreme items, these things like that, and you try to make it look like it's clockwork, like it's just as easy as the little light plastic chair from the back deck, and try to make it look good. So those are the kind of pieces that stand out. Not as much the big, it's always nice when you get to be on the lakefront and looking at some of the multi-million-dollar houses,
sure.
and getting those things cleaned out. And it's a big process. It's multiple days of getting some things going, and of course that's a special kind of clientele, and we're all over those. And then sometimes it's the customer that says, listen, we only need help with the things that I can't physically pick up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take care of everything else. We just need you guys to get these big monster things, and we handle those. So we kind of go for both ends of the spectrum, from full service, really hands-on, days of services, to a simple couple-hour move.
Cool. Well, before we cut you loose, Brian, for our listeners out there right now that might be thinking about moving, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to our website. It's www.iringmovers.com. You can go to iring, movers.com. Or you can call us anytime, 440-653-5990. And we're happy to do a quote over the phone or come do a free in-home estimate anytime to judge the size of your move and give you a good fair quote.
Cool. Well, Brian, thanks for the time. We appreciate you stopping by.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks a lot, guys.
All righty.